It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande's Seven Rings drops Friday, and the song may become an anthem for female empowerment. Sources say Seven Rings was inspired by something that happened shortly after her breakup with Pete Davidson. Apparently, she went out with her girls on a shopping spree. They went into a jewelry store, and she bought each of them a ring. So it was like seven rings for seven of her friends. And one of the verses says, "They say money don't solve your problems. Whoever said that must not have enough money to solve them." So,
okay.
Steve Carell is coming back to television. He's teaming up with a showrunner from The Office, Greg Daniels, for a show called Space Force. The show is a Netflix comedy series inspired by President Trump's plan to create a sixth branch of the military that is focused on outer space. Carell will star in the show, which is being described as a workplace comedy focused on the people tasked with creating Space Force. And they're saying this is the story of the men and women who have to figure it out. I'm so excited about this. I absolutely adore Steve Carell. Obviously, I've said it a million bajillion times on this show. The Office is my all-time favorite show. This is going to be amazing.
Are they
going to
start out like where Space Force is just hovering around in space because they're right now having the government shut down?
Maybe.
They're like, we can't do anything.
That might be where they started. You might be onto something. Anti-R. Kelly protesters were chanting outside the offices of Sony Music, the parent company of R. Kelly's longtime record label RCA, yesterday, demanding that they drop him from the company after the allegations from the Lifetime documentary.
RCA has no shame. They only care about profits and fame. RCA has no shame. They only care about profits and fame. Trust black girls. Trust black girls. Trust black girls.
And my favorite video from yesterday is this girl suddenly realizing that the guy sitting across from her, it looks like they're in an airport maybe, they're somewhere in public. She realized that she's sitting across from what looks like Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, but she isn't super sure. So she like pulls up pictures of A-Rod and shows it to A-Rod and is like, man, you know who you look exactly like? This guy that's dating J-Lo. And he kind of plays along for a little bit before admitting finally that, yeah, he is A-Rod. Check it out.
You're not right.
No. That can't be. Hey, nice to meet you.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I've done pretty well, right?
Have you done that before? Maybe not A-Rod, but you're like, I think that's somebody that's famous.
No, I never have.
I literally just did this with Brett Young in the airport 2 days ago. I swear it was him, but I wasn't sure. So I went to his Instagram
and
he was flying.
It was him?
Yes, he was in Maui, Hawaii, the same time that I was. So I was like, oh my gosh, it is him.
And wow. If you don't know, Brett Young's a country singer. And I actually have a similar experience, not with Brett Young. There's a country group I really like. They're called the Brothers Osborne. And they're awesome. And it's the one guy in the group that's got a beard. And I saw him when I was in Detroit at the airport. And when I went back to see family, I'm like, and he's walking away. I'm like, oh, I don't know your name. I just know you're in the band. I'm like, eh. But I was Google imaging him. I'm like, God, how creepy that'd be if he'd started to notice me.
Coming up in less than an hour, Cardi B stole social media last night with her latest Instagram video.